The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler. At AJ is the real. At Jungle Fever. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you miss the first hour, a little college basketball, a little NBA, a little baseball, a little football. A little bit of everything. So all available on podcastarena.com. Go and check that out. Yeah, I hardly ever pay any attention to the little trends that are happening in Twitter.
Okay. But you did today.
Yes, I did.
What's trending? Is it me?
No.
A lot of people don't know this. I was on television last night, Fred.
Were you?
Yeah. You know how I always say no when people ask me to be on TV?
Yeah.
Adam Wexler asked me to do his show last night.
Yeah.
And I like Adam, and I like when Adam fills in when you're gone. Like, he's one of the few guys I like working with. So yeah. I kind of felt obligated to say yes. So I went and did TV.
Cool.
I looked like hell, but it was okay.
This was after drinking all day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I felt miserable, but I still did it.
Well, so hashtag love Twitter has got 1.25 million tweets.
Okay. Today's Twitter's birthday, I believe.
Yeah, it's 10 years old, which I was going to make an inappropriate joke about the movie I saw this weekend. Hashtag Apple event, 167,000 tweets.
Okay.
Jamie Dixon started trending in the last hour.
Makes sense.
Larry Chiat started trending in the last hour. I don't know who that is.
Chiat.
Hashtag Sweet 16, 79,000 tweets.
All right.
Craig Sager just started trending. Is he sick again?
I don't know.
He just started trending, so you know. Kevin Durant has been trending for 2 hours now.
Okay.
Not really sure why there. Here's the one that kind of got me. Hashtag stop child rape in Turkey.
I think that's a good thing to stop.
Yeah, I am against child rape in, well, anywhere.
Yeah.
But certainly in Turkey.
Yeah. I think that's a place where it shouldn't be happening.
Notre Dame, 22.7.
Not child rape related.
No, even though it is kind of, yeah. And hashtag World Poetry Day.
Okay. World Poetry Day falls on Twitter's birthday. Going to be overshadowed a little bit.
Interesting, yes. Certainly on Twitter it is.
Yeah. But that's okay.
If I had known that, I would have written some bad sports poetry.
Yeah, you haven't written a poem in a long time.
I will come up with some bad sports poetry. I was thinking maybe a Brock Osweiler one, except I don't know what's going to rhyme with Brock Osweiler. I'm going to have to work on that.
You could rhyme with Brock.
I could find plenty of things that rhyme with Brock, so that shouldn't be too hard to do.
Craig Sager told HBO his leukemia is no longer in remission. So there's no sad news there.
Oh, damn it.
In that interview, I guess this story was an hour ago. This interview is going to be on Tuesday on Real Sports.
All right. Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
I don't feel like making fun of that.
No, that's not cool. 713-780-ESPN. 832S. You guys follow a lot. Do you keep up with college baseball at all? No.
Nope.
No, just not my thing.
I covered Texas's baseball team like when they were winning a national championship. Couldn't bring myself to care about it at all.
Yeah, if UH got to the College World Series, I'd probably watch the games, but I don't care. I don't follow it.
I'm
just not interested. Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I had to cover that crap when I was at the Chronicle, and so there's a lot of things that I had to deal with there that now that I don't have to, I pay no attention to them.
Yeah.
Women's college basketball is one. College baseball is one. Most high school sports, I don't really pay any attention to at all. So, anyway. 713-780-ESPN. Let's take a look at some of these matchups, and I'll throw some lines out at you as well. In the early lines are out for the Sweet 16. And Maryland, Kansas. Maryland plus 6.5.
I love Maryland plus 6.5. I think that's a close game. I think Maryland can win that game.
I'm with you 100% on that. I will be punching that ticket. Miami, Florida, plus 4 against Villanova.
I mean, Villanova's looked dominant so far, but they've also had a fairly easy road.
Yeah. That number seems about right to me, though.
Yeah.
Oregon, minus 3 against Duke.
I'm high on Oregon there. I mean, Oregon's one of the deeper teams. They've got 7 guys that you could consider starting caliber players. Duke might have 4, and they just have no bench. I think eventually Oregon just wears that team down.
Texas A&M plus 2 against Sooner.
That's a tough call. I like that Aggie team. They got a lot of seniors, but they don't have Buddy Hield. I think I'll go with OU.
Indiana plus 5.5 against North Carolina.
I love Indiana.
I like that number. That's another one I'm going to be on. The game that I'm least interested in on the entire board, Wisconsin and Notre Dame.
What's that number?
Plus 1, Wisconsin.
I'll take Wisconsin.
Yeah, probably will too. Iowa State plus 5 against Virginia.
Virginia.
Syracuse plus 4.5 against the Zags. Kind of like Syracuse plus 4.5.
Yeah. If I had to play it, that's the way I'd go.
Yeah.
But Gonzaga, man, that team's been really good the last couple games. Really good.
All right. So from a who would you most like to see in... Yeah, we'll go through the regions here. Which team would you most like to see in Houston for the Final Four in each region?
Okay.
From the perspective of they would be fun to watch, A. B, they'll bring a bunch more people.
Okay.
And C, if I were a ticket broker, which one would I want to see?
Okay.
So out of Duke, Oregon, A&M, and Oklahoma.
I mean, I think that's tough. It's probably Duke. I mean, Duke is probably the team that brings the most interest because these things are going to be sold out anyway.
Right.
You know, and there's a lot of locals that would cheer for A&M and Oklahoma, but I think Duke is still that brand name would be ideal for them.
Yeah, although they've kind of got that national following, but I tell you what, Oklahoma would bring an awful lot of people, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not that far away.
What Oklahoma brings is an elite player.
Yeah.
You know, which if he's not in it, this tournament may be missing one. Now that Valentine's gone home and, you know, there's not very many of those guys left. You know, Simmons didn't even make the tournament. So,
yeah.
Buddy Hield's unquestionably the best player left in the tournament.
Simmons, no shock, declaring he's going pro today.
I can't believe it.
Wasted a year of everyone's life, basically. Yeah. Indiana.
Actually misspelled his name on his application to turn pro.
Of course he did. Indiana, North Carolina, Wisconsin, Notre Dame. I would say North Carolina.
North Carolina, yeah. Indiana's a close second, but North Carolina is the one.
Iowa State, Virginia, the Zags, and Syracuse. It's a tougher one.
It's probably Syracuse. I mean, Syracuse has the biggest national following of those teams. Although, I think
Virginia's...
Virginia's
probably the closest.
I think Virginia's far and away the best team of that bunch. But I think, you know, I think Gonzaga brings something interesting, too. You know, that's sort of a fan favorite, a darling, if you will, a tournament darling. Mm. But I still think Syracuse is probably the one.
All right. There you go. That's your look at
the
Sweet
16. About the South.
I didn't ask you about the South?
No. Kansas, Maryland, Miami, Villanova?
I did not ask you about that.
Probably because it's obvious. They'd love to have Kansas.
Yeah.
But
I would say Kansas 1, probably Maryland 2.
I think so, too.
And then the other two are not going to bring anybody. So, but yeah, that one to me is pretty obvious. You want to see Kansas. So... Colin says Larry Shyatt resigned as head basketball coach at the University of Wyoming.
All right.
Wow, that's interesting that he's popular enough to trend. I admit I did not know that. So I don't follow a lot of Wyoming basketball. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. And didn't get a couple things that I wanted to get to that we didn't get to Friday. Was people were asking what happened at the end of the Christian's tailgate show when we just cut off.
We can't tell you. We'll never be able to tell you.
Well,
I'd love for Jong to explain this.
Jong could explain it.
He doesn't want to.
But it was a technical issue. And then Friday, what happened Friday?
There was a, you know, those emergency EAS tests.
Yeah.
They, one of them went off during the tail end of our show. Jeez. Or exactly around the same time it happened on Thursday. So what happened on Thursday was, so the network, the YSR network that comes on at 7, from 7 mm-hmm. to 9, they don't originate in our studio, so they dial up on one of these units that we take on to the broadcast. And the unit that they dialed into was the same one that we were on. So
it just bumps us?
Yes, it kicked you off.
Like, shouldn't they get a busy signal or something?
I don't know. But we sorted it out, and there was a little bit of F-bombs dropped here and there by yours truly.
Good.
Yeah, I was...
As there should be. You should fire someone over that, John.
It's one of those things where the stuff that we can't control, like the signal stuff, it gets me irritated a little bit. But the stuff that we can physically control, like the unit that we were on, that made me really mad. Because the only thing, what made me even more mad was right when they dropped us, one of them came by and was like, "Hey, you guys using that unit?" I go, "Yes, we're using it. You can't come ask me after you've kicked us off the air." So we've sorted it out.
Who was it that came and asked after the fact?
There was three guys.
Not
at once. Individually.
Who's responsible, though?
I don't know.
Ultimately,
I don't know. None of them said.
None of them wanted to take the blame.
Yeah. So.
Did you drop a dickweed on them?
I did not.
You should have.
There was just a couple of F bombs here and there.
Oh, okay. Well.
Don't they know how important our show is?
Apparently not. Well, I'll say it for the record. Those guys are dickweeds for doing that.
Yeah.
So. Let's squeeze in a phone call. Brian, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, sports guys.
Hey,
I wanted to get AJ's opinion on this whole Ben Simmons thing and if he really, you know, hurt his draft stock by going to college rather than, I guess, going the route of the Emmanuel Mudiay and just going overseas for a year. I don't really know if, you know, Mudiay's stock really dropped last year when he went overseas. I don't think he really did too much, and he still got, you know, drafted in the first round. I just kind of want to hear what AJ had to say.
Yeah, I mean, would it have been better for him to go overseas? That's hard to say because, I mean, I think there is something to you want a guy who's played at that top level of college basketball. But I do think his stock has dropped. I think Brandon Ingram, if I'm an NBA scout, I'd rather have Brandon Ingram, who seems to have less issues and seems to be more of an adult, even though he's a younger guy. That's the guy I would prefer. Ben Simmons is probably a little bit more talented, but he just seems like a total knucklehead to me. And I've lost some interest in the guy. I think he can play, but I don't think he did himself any favors. I mean, before the season started, I would have said Ben Simmons is going to be the number one pick in the 2016 draft, and there's not even a discussion to be had. And I think that there's now a discussion to be had. So that lets you know that, yeah, his stock has indeed dropped. And it's not like, you know, Brandon Ingram or Jaylen Brown, these guys have done so much that it warrants them being taken higher than him, but his stock has fallen back to the field. And I think there are some teams that will be disinterested in taking him.
And we'll see how it plays out. But I think in his case, if you are a little bit of a knucklehead, you should go overseas because that stuff won't come out.
Yeah, it's less likely to be discovered. And if it does, you can always blame it on having a hard time adapting to the culture here or whatever.
Right.
Whereas, I mean, you're at LSU, you know, you should get it. And it's clear that Ben Simmons just doesn't get it. But, again, this is part of the problem with the one and done. If it were up to me, I'd just let these guys go straight to the NBA if they want to. It's just like any other job. If you're good enough at a certain age to get that job, you should get the job. But I see why the NBA prefers to at least get a look at these guys, but you know, Ben Simmons, this was a wasted season for him. It really was.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break, and we come back. We got a little Texans news and a lot more basketball talk, and more of your phone calls.
All right, guys, no one likes to mess with replacing carpets. If you've had to deal with it before, you know what I'm talking about. It is, you got to find the right carpet. You got to rip up the old stuff, install the new one. It's huge inconvenience. It's super expensive. Now you can keep your carpets looking brand new no matter how long you've had them. Dirt Free will extend the life of your carpets so you can go longer without replacing it. I used Dirt Free for a long time. I used them in Austin. I've used them here in Houston. They do fantastic work, and they leave your carpets looking like new. They're Houston's leading carpet cleaning professionals because they've got the best technology in the game. They're not using soaps and chemicals like the other guys. They've got non-toxic patented pre-spray along with super water and truck-powered equipment, and that is what really sets them apart. They do carpet, tile, stone, leather, oriental rugs, upholstery, air ducts, marble, you name it, they can clean it. Sunday service now available. Start the new year with a brand new look and feel of clean carpets. They've got a great deal going right now. Three rooms for just $99.95 with free speed dry to the first 25 callers that mention my name. Call 281-347-8373. That's 281-347-8373. Or visit them online at dirtfreecarpet.com for 24-hour scheduling and additional specials. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Cleaning.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So apparently your buddy J.J. Watt flew 20 of his...
boy.
20 of his teammates to Wisconsin so they could work out in his cabin and bond.
He didn't invite me on that trip.
I didn't get invited either. And
he knows,
but
that
it's a no-frills cabin.
Yeah, he knows when I go to a cabin, I like there to be lots of frills.
Yeah.
And his cabin is no frill.
Yeah, so.
So he probably knew I would pass.
Yeah, yeah.
Good call, JJ. Thanks for not.
He didn't invite me either, so it's okay.
Yeah, and I always feel bad telling him no. He's like, hey, let's go hang out in Wisconsin. And I'm like, it's not really my kind of place. And. I'm glad he didn't put me through that awkwardness.
And the thing is, he's got an elevator in his cabin, and I just, that's a bit much for me. I like the stairs.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you're a real no frills guy. Even his little frills are too frilly for you.
Yeah, well, absolutely. But 713-780-ESPN is your number. A lot of people asking, is Thomas Walkup an NBA prospect? I would say no, but I think he could probably make a lot of money playing overseas.
Yeah.
I think he'd have a pretty good career over there. And his brother, actually, the last time I saw him was playing in Russia and making a lot of money over there doing that. So there's money to be made. His brother played at A&M, and it's funny, I met him one day. He was staying in our building for a summer before he was going back to Russia to play. And nice guy. So, but yeah, I think he can make a lot of money, and there's a lot of overseas leagues, China and places like that. You can make a bunch of money.
Yep.
And I think he's good enough to do that. I don't see him as an NBA prospect, though.
A lot of people have asked me what I think of Buddy Hield as an NBA prospect. I'm not crazy about him. He's just so small. I mean, there's a place for guys like that, I guess.
Yeah.
6'4 shooting guards. It's not on a team that I would like to have, you know. But there's the guy can play. Don't get me wrong. I just don't know if it's going to translate that well to the NBA. I think there's a pretty big it's going to be a pretty big learning curve for him physically, more than anything.
Dylan asks, "What's up with the Kron losing two great writers?" I know
who'd they lose.
Well, Jesus Ortiz is going to be a columnist in St. Louis, so he got a promotion. That's a pretty big deal. And I've known Jesus for years, and he's been on the show a few times. Talk Hall of Fame because he has a Hall of Fame vote. I didn't know who else was leaving. I'll be honest, I don't pay too much attention to what is going on over there anymore because I'm not really
You're not involved.
I'm not, and I don't. You know, I'm a radio guy now. That's the thing, and I still talk to a lot of people over there. I still hang out with them, but I don't keep up with the ins and outs. So I don't know who else is leaving. So if you let me know, I'll tell you what I think. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. We also didn't get to this Friday, but your Texans have brought back running back Jonathan Grimes. I know you're excited.
Oh, just thrilled because they could have never replaced that production. Right?
He's fine for a third string back. That's
he is what he is. He's a guy. He's a body.
Yeah. And
I mean, I'm not going to like complain about it like it's a big deal, but it's not.
It's fine.
It's just, nothing that's going to like be, ooh, I can't, can you believe they did
this?
They
brought him back now. It's just, okay.
Yeah.
Soccer Blah asks, so if JJ didn't invite you to his cabin, doesn't it mean he doesn't want to bond with you?
I think he doesn't want to bond with me. I think that's been that's probably why we're not as close as we used to be.
Well, what about the teammates he didn't invite?
Those guys? He's not friends with them. He doesn't care about them.
All right.
It's pretty obvious, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, his private jet probably only has room for so many.
Mm. Well, get a bigger private jet. You can afford a 787 if you want
it. But his private jet is no frills.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't have a jacuzzi and a workout room on it and stuff like that.
Come on. It's no frills.
Flight attendant sex room.
No
that kind
frills.
Of stuff. Okay. That's what all of those things my plane would have.
Yeah.
But
his does not.
So Nick says, I've been to St. Louis. That's not a promotion. No, St. Louis is not a great place to live, but it is a better
job.
It's a better job. Yeah. Columnist is what these guys aspire to. That's like the top of the food chain for writers. So it's a better job.
Because there's no fact-checking involved with it. You could just write whatever your opinion.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you don't have to be right about things. It's just what you think. And then you can always say, hey, this is my opinion, man. This is like your opinion, bro.
Yeah, well, and you try to base your opinion on facts. But
you don't really need to.
Well, that's what Skip does. I mean, yeah. He just throws stuff out there. So I guess the other one, Evan Drylik, is going to the Boston Globe. Boston Globe's a step up for anybody. That's one of the better papers in the country, so... I'm sure they'll...
What's he write about?
He does baseball also. So it's both your baseball writers.
And yeah, you get a chance to... That's the other thing. You get a good chance to go cover the Cardinals and the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Those that's a big deal.
Yeah, that's
an upgrade. If that's your life is covering baseball, that's a big deal.
Yeah. And I think for, as far as the Chronicle's concerned, one thing I would point out, those guys are really good, but... Brian McTaggart of MLB.com, who also used to work with me, does a terrific job as well. So if you don't like the new guys they bring in, I highly recommend you follow Brian and read his stuff. So Cedric says JJ not inviting AJ was a D-bag move.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm over it.
It's okay.
I was busy this weekend anyway.
Yeah, you were busy celebrating your victory.
That's right.
And drinking a lot.
That's right. Thank you for recognizing that, Fred.
Hey, man, I'm all for it. And, I know a lot of people were asking about you Friday, and of course a lot were saying
afterwards. A lot of people hoping that I got my ass kicked.
No, they wanted you to win, but there were also a lot of people that thought maybe you could do a show since you were only going to be fighting for a minute after you won it in a minute and 6 seconds or whatever it was.
It was 58 seconds, but who's counting?
Exactly.
But who's counting?
713-780-ESPN. I have a radio guy that I think is for you.
Okay.
That probably agrees with you on something.
What channel?
Speaking of St. Louis, he's in Missouri.
Okay.
The Dino Show. Are you familiar with him at all? Dino Costa?
He's, I don't know. Maybe that name sounds remotely familiar.
Yeah, he's based out of St. Louis. He tweeted something out that I wanted to get your opinion on because I've heard you mention similar things. Like I've always said without apology... Women have no place in the world of legitimate sports talk radio. No sexism, simply fact.
Okay. Well, it's not fact.
Well, that's
it's an
opinion. Yes, it's a strong opinion.
It's an opinion that I share. And it's not that there's no women that can do this job. It's just I've yet to find one that is remotely entertaining to me. So I'm not going to say there's no woman who could do it, and it's not like it's breaking rocks or something. And I've said before, much to the chagrin of some people out there, I think there are jobs in the military that women have no place doing. And then of course, there's always some person who has never done those jobs who will come on and tell me that anyone can do it
right.
If they want to do it enough, even though that's utterly false. I'm not a big fan of any women that do sports radio. I've said that before. To me, it's worse when they do football play-by-play. I think that's the worst.
Yeah.
But I heard that chick again doing the color commentary today on the Red Sox-Cardinals game, the spring training game today. She does a good job. I find her enjoyable. But there's just there's something about it to me. I've yet to find someone doing a regular sports talk show that is good to me.
You know what it'd come down to?
But it's not a fact. It is definitely opinion.
You know what it would come down to for me? If it's somebody who makes me laugh. Like Sarah Silverman doing a sports show, I would listen to.
Yeah, but she doesn't care about sports.
No, but that it'd still be funny. But anyway, just thought I'd pass that on. I thought you might find that interesting.
Do you agree with him?
I don't agree that there's no one that could do it, but for me to listen to him, it'd have to be somebody really interesting.
Okay.
And not just because I don't like all sports in a sports talk show either. It's one reason why we don't do all sports.
Yeah.
But I'd like it, somebody has to entertain me a little bit if I'm going to listen. And that's why I threw Sarah Silverman out there. If she boned up her sports knowledge and did a show, I would listen to that. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on The Blitz. Roberto says Amy Lawrence is good on CBS. I've never heard her, so I can't speak. And then
maybe she is, though. Like I said, I don't want to be a Mr. Sexist guy, and I'm not trying to make some big statement like this guy apparently was. That ain't me.
If you're out being successful in this business, good for you. I don't care what flavor you are.
There's a lot of dudes who I think suck at this job. Yeah. And find a way to do it.
Somebody says you should check out Katie Nolan's podcast from Fox Sports. I don't really have any interest in that. That's the thing. For a podcast, I have to really want to go get it. And, you know, that's not something I'm going to go out of my way to listen to.
DK... What has Ben Simmons done to say he's a knucklehead? Facts, not speculation. Ingram was on a better team program. Well, yeah, he was on a better team and program. And I said, not going to class and alienating his coaches and teammates. And DK says, going to class is irrelevant. Who said he alienated people? I know people in the program, and that's not fact. Well, you have different sources than I do because I've talked to people in that program who said it is absolutely a fact. So I don't know. From what I understand, listen, if you're one of the best players in the country, which he was, and your own teammates aren't really thrilled about playing with you, that says something. It really does. Your coaches want you out of there. Why do you think they didn't play in the NIT? I'll tell you why. Because they just wanted the Ben Simmons project to be over. And I don't blame them.
Big Dog asks, thoughts on Nick being a belligerent drunk on the remote Friday at Nick's place? I didn't hear that. Did that happen, John?
I think so, but I didn't hear it either.
Oh, it's his place. Who cares?
Yeah, and hey, I've gotten drunk with Nick before. He's a fun drunk.
Gabriel says, what you said about Buddy Hield is what people said about Dwayne Wade. That's true. I like Dwayne Wade a little more than I like Buddy Hield, but there were a lot of people who didn't think Dwayne Wade would translate to the NBA. So there's a good argument for it. Is Buddy Hield going to be Dwayne Wade? I don't know. That's those are big shoes to fill.
Hmm.
They both are 6'4 shooting guards, though, and Dwayne Wade's worked out all right.
He has. That's been a positive, one might say. Nick says, Katie Nolan is awesome. She's actually on TV and now, and you don't even need the volume to like her. Well, of course, then, if that's what it is. Hey, man, it's just different interests for different people. That doesn't appeal to me. But apparently Nick says he kept interrupting the Granato show. That was a bad thing? Out of curiosity?
Oh.
Just kidding.
Oh.
That's how people get, what's your beef with the Granato show? I love those guys, man. 713-780-ESPN, your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, this is a... Boy, I could make this a lot worse with the female thing, but I'm not going to. There's another story that somebody just sent me that... It's I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Because it's just going to get you rolling. Well, did you see what the Indian Wells guy said about tennis chicks?
No.
Since we're on the subject, I guess the CEO of Indian Wells came out and said this about women's tennis. Says, I think the Women's Tennis Association, you know, in my next life, when I come back, I want to be someone in the WTA. This is from Barstool Sports, by the way.
All right.
Or Yardbark, I'm sorry. Because they ride on the coattails of the men. They don't make any decisions, and they are lucky. They are very, very lucky. If I was a lady player, I'd go down every night on my knees and thank God that Roger Federer and Rafa Nadal were born, because they have carried the sport. They really have.
That's kind of the one sport where the women do more than the men.
Yeah. Like
their ratings are typically better.
I'm more interested, but he kind of says, I think the WTA have a handful, not just one or two, but they have a handful of very attractive prospects that can assume the mantle. You know, Jeannie Bouchard, they have a lot of very attractive players, and the standard in ladies' tennis has improved unbelievably. He's talking about how they look.
I don't disagree with that, but yeah, you're probably asking the wrong guy, because I don't really care about men's or women's tennis.
It's
difficult for me to watch both of them.
But I was in a bar yesterday watching basketball. I was watching the SFA game. They had the Serena match on next to it. I paid attention to it. I wouldn't have paid attention to it if it were the men. I'm not interested in tennis, but I will watch if, you know, there's a TV there.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
But they should consider themselves lucky.
I guess. I mean, good for them. But I, if I'm not mistaken, I'd have to check it out. But I'm pretty sure that the ratings are better for women's tennis than men's.
Serena mentioned that the women's finals sold out at the U.S. Open before the men's, and I don't know. This strikes me as drunk guy just kind of going off, but of course. He did have a guy who, I don't know that he agreed with him, but kind of said something else. Novak Djokovic.
Yeah.
Says, obviously, it's a very delicate situation. Women deserve respect and admiration for what they're doing. You know, equal prize money was the main subject of the tennis world in the last 7 or 8 years. Says, I applaud them for that. I honestly do. They fought for that, and they deserve it, and they got it. On the other hand, I think that our men's tennis world should fight more, because of the stats are showing that we have much more spectators on the men's tennis matches. I think that's one of the reasons why maybe we should get awarded more. I don't know where he's getting these stats from.
I don't know where he's getting that either. I mean, again, maybe I'm wrong, but everything I've seen is that women's tennis does better than men's tennis.
But here's the best part. I have tremendous respect for what women in global sport are doing and achieving. Their bodies are much different to men's bodies. They have to go through a lot of different things that we don't have to go through. You know, the hormones and different stuff.
No.
We don't need to go into the details. Oh, boy.
No, we don't.
It's the hormones, though. That's why, you know, that's why they shouldn't get paid as much.
They have bleeding vaginas sometimes. Sometimes they don't put up their best showing because their lady parts are bleeding. It really slows down the game.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Okay, that's your gratuitous tennis talk for the year.
Yeah, that's good for a while.
Yeah.
I could take a break.
We've got it out of the way, so we don't have to deal with it again for a long time. I got some great gems of the day to choose from. I may have to make you pick one, because I've got three really good ones.
Okay.
So I don't know what to do. But, you know, I'm not going to make this gym of the day, but every now and then, Texas has some Florida moments. Did you see this woman she's been charged after she put her 2-year-old daughter in an oven?
Yeah, that's not good. You shouldn't do it. Was the oven on?
Yeah, because she suffered burns.
Yeah, that's not the way to treat children.
Tasha,
even I know that, and I'm a terrible parent.
Well, you've never put your kids in a lit oven, right?
No.
But apparently, this woman, Tasha Chantel Hatcher, said she put her child in the oven. She was charged with injury to a child with serious bodily injury, a first-degree felony. Bond set at $300,000. The child was taken by ambulance to a Fort Worth hospital. then airlifted to Parkland Burn Center in Dallas.
Ugh.
Who the hell does that?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm guessing drugs had to be involved, right?
Well, I'm almost certain.
Because she's probably thinking, well, I'm going to make a cake, but I'm confused, and I'm going to put the kid in there instead.
It can get confusing
when
you're trying to bake a cake, and your kid is also in the kitchen.
Terrible.
That's in Texas?
Yeah, Fort Worth.
Damn.
Well, it's North Texas, so we don't have to really claim it.
Yeah.
Because you know how those guys are.
That's Dallas stuff.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Although, I feel like those horrible parenting stories come out of Houston all the time. So
we have our share. We also, I think Houston probably leads the world in teacher sex.
They're up there for sure.
There's a bunch of them in the city. So, all right, quick break. We come back. We'll have the gem of the day. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
And we're back on The Blitz. I like this song. Attention, League City, Clear Lake, and South Houston Blitzers. The Blitz is coming for a Good Friday live broadcast. Join us at Quaker Steak and Lube on the Gulf Freeway in League City Friday from 4 until 7. We'll be boiling up crawfish, eating wings and burgers while washing it down with $5 Not Your Father's Root Beer Pints. Plus lots of other happy hour specials. Visit ESPN975.com for more info. Peter on Twitter says, I think men's tennis outperforms women's tennis worldwide. The U.S. is an exception where people watch more because of Serena.
No, I guess but that doesn't matter. I mean, what the TV ratings matter here because this is where big advertising dollars come from.
Yeah, but internationally, I mean, I could see that. There's a lot of places they go where there's a ton of money. So, I'm more interested in. I mean, I would rather watch a women's match than a men's match. But
I'm equally disinterested in both. I would probably prefer to watch a good men's match just because I think the game is a little bit faster. But I'm not going out of my way to watch it either.
Dirty South Chris and my wife hummed the Gem of the Day tune the other day. She had no idea where it was from. That's one of the
Is
fastest.
That awkward?
It's probably a little weird. Was it in the middle of? Mm-hmm. That would be that would make it awkward, right? Also, breaking news. Dwight Howard's punishment. A warning.
Mm. Makes sense.
Don't you do that again.
Yeah, don't you ever think about doing that again.
Shame.
Yeah, he gets a shame bell for that. You know what that reminds me of in Dodgeball when Ben Stiller bashes the chick in the face and the referee comes up and goes, that's a game misconduct. That's a warning. Yeah, you get a warning.
Not like that.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, we go to California where, okay, there's some crazy people there too. Pomona police on Thursday, Pomona, California, arrested a Minnesota man who was accused of wheeling his 90-year-old dying mother into a bank to withdraw money and then fleeing the state hours after her lifeless body was found among deplorable conditions inside their home. David John Vanzo, whenever you have three names, you're probably a criminal.
You're usually bad.
57, was taken into custody.
Fred Falcon Fowler.
Well, that's not really accurate, but that's okay. Was taken into custody after the Plymouth Police Department in Minnesota notified Pomona police that he was possibly living in the Southern California city. He was wanted in connection with a warrant related to the abuse and neglect of his mother. He's being held on $500,000 bail. So his bail is higher than the woman who put the baby in the oven. But apparently, he spent his mother's money on adult dating websites.
Makes sense.
Sugar daddy sites. Sports gambling. And women instead of paying for her medical expenses.
Has he bought our book?
I don't know. You know, I could probably look and see. If he hasn't, he should have.
Yeah.
So
wasting time.
832 says, you guys may call it awkward, but if my wife starts humming the gym of the day during sex, I'll take it as a compliment. Okay. That's I don't know how I would take it, but, you know. Somebody asked, how the hell does Stick'Em help you in a game where you... Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, but it's illegal.
Yeah, and there you go. And then talking about the woman from the last segment, Texter says, that woman will be so embarrassed when she finds her turkey in the kid's crib.
Yeah.
It's probably true. Let's squeeze in a quick phone call before we get to the top. Let's go to Cole. What is up, Cole?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, guys. Yeah, just wanted to see what y'all's opinion on. I just got an alert from ESPN saying both Kimbo Slice and Ken Shamrock tested positive for steroids on their last fight, and they both face a possible one-year suspension. Just want to see what y'all had to say about that.
Yeah, we talked about this when it first was announced a couple of weeks ago that they failed their drug test. I'm not surprised at either one of them. Maybe a little more surprised that Kimbo was taking steroids, but Ken Shamrock, this is not the first time. That dude is pretty blatant about it, and you know this time he's caught again. So I honestly don't think he's going to be fighting anymore. Anyway, I don't think he should be fighting anymore.
I don't think either one of those guys should be fighting anymore
really.
After that performance they put on here. And yeah, I mean another year out at Shamrock's age too. You got to think that's
just stop.
Exactly. Go back to wrestling.
Even that, yeah, you're too old for that. There are people who are saying that that Kurt Angle was going to try to fight MMA, and I'm just telling you now, I saw Kurt Angle live and in person at that Bellator show. There is zero chance that guy will ever fight MMA. I mean, he walks around like he's 70 years old. I mean, it's almost sad to watch that guy move around. There's no way that guy can be competitive. I don't care how good of a wrestler he was at one point. It's just not – his body's not there.
Tanner says, maybe that lady was just trying to make some baby back ribs. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. We got a lot more to get to here, including I'm going to work in – I'm going to somehow tie football and the NCAA tournament together.
Okay.
So that's a radio tease that I'm going to somehow do it and make it work.
I believe you can do it.
And, also we got some more football stuff to get to today as well. And we also have a little boxing to get to. So plenty to do in the next hour and plus some just general nonsense.
I guess the rodeo season's wrapped up, huh? I hope you went and saw my guys over at Deep South Barrels down there. They were out there all rodeo long, showing off their barrels, showing off their wares, and meeting some blitzers down there at the NRG Center. If you haven't run into these guys yet, you need to look them up. They make personal-sized aging barrels that are. It's going to look great on your bar at home. It's going to make your booze taste a lot better. It's going to save you a lot of money in the long haul. I've been using this thing, and I love it. I think it's a great thing to have at your bar. It's a great thing to give as a gift to that drinker in your life because they're probably spending more than they want to on booze already, and this way you can upgrade their booze without having to pay the upcharge at the liquor store. Once again, guys, Deep South Barrels is a local company. They're out of Pearland. These are good people. They love the blitzers. They want to treat you guys right. Go down there. Give them my promo code, Hoffman. When you finish your order, you'll get 10% off your entire purchase. You can do that online as well at deepsouthbarrels.com. Give this thing a try. I'm telling you, it's going to improve your drinking experience tenfold. You're going to love this thing. I sure do. My dad loves his that I got him for a gift. Again, like I said, it's a great gift, and it's great for you to have at your bar as well. Once again, Deep South Barrels, your own personal-sized aging barrel. You can get it customized, get your name on it, whatever you want to do, whatever kind of logo you want on it, they can get it done. And once again, make sure you mention my promo code Hoffman at checkout. That's Deep South Barrels, deepsouthbarrels.com.
ESPN 97.5.